the late Alhaji Ahmed Tijan Kaba, the man who built many institutions on the theme of the democracy of our country, saw it fit to create a professional police force. He devoted the time, resources, and was backed to do that. When you listen to the future leaders, Honorable Abdul Kadir and Honorable Tawa, describe what happened to them under two regimes, Al-Hussein and Al-Hussein. You realize that the public does not trust the police. There's an Amnesty International report reviewing 2014 to 2017. There are other reports now that have come out reviewing 2018 to 2019. The issues are the same. Too much police brutality, unquote. Disproportionate force being used. You're inheriting a big challenge. You have to restore public trust in the police to become a force for good. It is clear from what the two young men said, it is the politicians who are trying to corrupt the police force. We used to say orders from above. 2014 to 2017, 2018, we used to say orders from above. Today we hear I am directing. Same thing. Same statement, but different euphemism here. Mr. Speaker, on behalf of my colleagues, I just want Mr. Tsuvula to know that you have a responsibility to protect our democracy. Some of us have been recent victims of lack of intervention of the police or overreaction of the police. At the interview, you promised us that you protect our right of freedom of expression, that you protect our democracy, that you protect security of the state so investments can come up. We badly need investments. All I will say to you is we're all watching you. We're all watching you. You heard the two sides. So this is non-partisan. You've inherited a bad institution. Was corrupted by the resist politicians who tell you not to be professional. Do your job, command your men, let us respect them like they respect police forces in other parts of the country. Avoid the politics. It's going to help you, because if you don't do right, investments will not come in. We, the politicians, will be even more agitated and will challenge you more now to defend our right to speak and to demonstrate peacefully, because it is our right. God bless you.